All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J, and it's that time, folks. It's 5 o'clock, and we have a live performance in the studio, and today we have Elsie Binks. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's going on?
Are you up?
No, actually, I can't. Okay, I can hear you a little bit.
The main level's too low.
All right. We'll figure it out.
We'll get there.
Yeah. Why don't we start a song?
Sure.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Elsie Binks.
Hey.
All right. If you folks don't mind, you might have to share a microphone. I've been told that possibly. If you want to introduce yourselves, like what you do and you're part of the band, that kind of thing.
I guess I'll start.
Maybe. Okay.
My name is Aaron. I'm the lead singer, one of the songwriters of EBX. Go in a circle? I don't know.
I'll go next. I'm Lish. I'm a background singer.
I'm Jen. I'm a background singer.
I'm Phil, a guitar player.
I'm Johnny, the other guitar player.
The other guitar player.
I'm Dylan, the other drummer.
The other drummer.
I'm Q, the bass player.
Sounds like it. I'm Julie, keys.
I think that's all of us. There's eight of us.
Eight people. Yeah, quite a few of you. Wow. All right. How long have you been together?
So this particular group of people has been together for about a year and a half or so.
Uh-huh.
We had Almost two, but that was without a few of these people. So we were a smaller crew for a little while, and then we added Johnny, and we added Julie and background singers as well. So, you know, about 2 years.
That's got to be really hard, though, when you load in for, you know, to do a gig live, you know, in a venue.
It absolutely is. It takes a lot of time. We try to get there 2 to 3 hours in advance.
Ah,
so
well.
We give ourselves enough time and we do okay, I think.
You're at least polite about it anyway. You know, you don't show up at the last minute going,
no.
Oh, wait a minute. How come you can't set me up in 10 minutes? You know?
Yeah. No, we know better. And we have our awesome engineer producer here as well today. He helps all of that happen. Kevin Wesley Williams is here with us, and he's the one that makes all of that magic happen.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. All right. What made you guys get started on doing all this?
It's all my fault. Actually, it's all Kevin's fault. Me and Kevin work in a band, a corporate band together, and he has a studio that he records at, and he was like, hey, I've been watching you for a year or so, and do you write music? Let's make some music at my studio. And so we did, and we had a couple demos. We have a debut album that has 7 demos on it. Some of the guys here, most of the guys here, are on that album, and we kind of became a band through the process of creating that album, that first album that came out in October of 2015. And from there, we evolved to what our current album is, which is the one that we just released in April. So
how can people get it?
So they can listen anywhere online, like Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, CD Baby. Anywhere you can consume music online, you can find our albums, both albums, Smile and a Bullet and That's What She Said.
Okay. Are they full length or EPs? Or
the first one is only 7 tracks, so that's not exactly full length, but this current one...
Full length.
Yeah, technically. But this last one we just released in April is 12 tracks. 12? Confirmation. 12 tracks. Yeah, so that would be full length.
I guess it depends on your age. Like when I was young,
True. A
full release was 7 or 8 tracks.
Right. Because of the physical copy that you were getting could only hold so much.
Yes. But that's coming back, though. Vinyl is actually outselling CDs now.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. It's a higher sound quality, and it's just, you can't beat it.
And some people can't even play CDs anymore. They don't even have a CD player in their car. They don't have a CD player in their home, but they have a turntable, so they can play records.
They actually stopped making those, pretty much. Like, if you get a brand new car, it doesn't have either. You know? I remember when I had a car that would play cassettes. I know, I'm old.
No, listen, my first car had a cassette player in it. And I had the cassette that you put in that has the line out on it so you could, like, hook it up to a CD player. Uh-huh. Like, I had my boombox in my car with me, and I'd play CDs in the boombox and then hook it up to that blank, you know, the adapter cassette player.
So I'm just going to, you know, come in here and say, like, 2 of the guys that drove here today in this band have cassette players in their car.
Hey. So. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes.
I feel better now.
Before that, it was turntables in a car.
But yeah, I mean, you actually had turntables in a car way back in the day.
That's insane.
Yeah.
8-track, baby.
8-tracks.
Yes.
Let's go even farther.
Yes.
All right.
I would love to print our, I don't know if that's the right word, print our album on cassettes, though. That's coming back, too. Cassettes are coming back for some reason, and I think that's pretty cool, too.
Well, it's just, they're so light. They're so small. You can carry, like, you know, 1 million of them in your hand.
That's probably true. Because the box of CDs I have is quite heavy.
And then as beautiful as vinyl is, that is really heavy.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
My first demo when I was in 9th grade back in, like, 94, I still have the cassettes at home. We released, like, 300 of them.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
How many do you have?
Of them left?
Yeah,
I only have one.
Can you give it to me?
No, I'm sorry. Thank you for asking, though.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I'm disappointed.
Sorry about it.
We got a double disc. We can make a copy.
We can make a copy from it if you want, you know?
Right. You got the double CD deck, or not CD, the double tape deck, and you just hit record onto the next one.
I can play it on the radio.
There you go. He's like, yeah, thumbs up.
All right. All right, so that first track was You Can't?
Correct.
Okay, now we're going to do Lookout.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
for this. Right now, I am a crazy witch. Right now, I've had enough of this. I gotta be on my way. Right now, I gotta scratch the itch. And there's no reason for me to stay.
I gotta admit, I've been getting lucky lately. The bands I've been getting in here are really tight, and you're no exception.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you can tell that you guys know what you're doing.
We rehearse a lot.
Yeah, that does help.
We rehearse every single week, so.
Okay.
We try to keep tight.
Yeah, okay. You have any upcoming shows live, of course?
We do. We have a little bit of a break here coming up because, you know, it's been crazy with the CD release and everything. Mm-hmm. So our next show is not until June 23rd. Mm-hmm. However, we are working that whole weekend. We're doing June 23rd at Moose McGregor's downriver. And we have a special guest with us that night. Her name is Melanie, and she plays acoustic guitar as well. So she opens up the show for us, and then we play a couple sets there. That's Moose McGregor's June 23rd at Downriver, and then the next day we're actually playing the Wald Lake Fireworks, and that's going to be a lot of fun. We're playing an hour and a half set at 3:30 in Wald Lake, which is pretty awesome. Pretty excited about that. And then we do have a bunch of dates in July, like a ton. And so if you want to see our calendar, it's ebxnation.com, because we're coming up on a very busy time for us. So it's just a lot to say out loud. Our schedule is very intense right now.
Well, we can break it up like in between each song.
Yeah, so those are the June dates. Okay. Then we'll talk about the July dates as well.
Okay.
It's lot of those.
We can definitely do that. All right. Let's do another track then.
Awesome.
Thank you.
no tomorrow, there's no yesterday. This is not a drill. Rolling dice, you got all night. I got a puzzle look. Grab your bag and buckle up tight. Cause we don't give up. I say you will. But I know you won't.
But I know you won't.
Come on and say you will.
Say you will.
But I know you won't. I know you want to give in. Just let it happen up and say you won't do it again. I can't go on and pretend.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J, and in the Studio J, obviously, we have Elsie Binks playing live for your listening pleasure. All right. Okay, so far these tracks, where are they from? The first record, second record, both?
So everything we're playing today in the studio is going to be from our brand new album. That's what she said, which is available everywhere online.
Okay. All right. I was just thinking, though, I see you have scratched out Outshined.
Yes.
Why?
That's a good question. I mean, we were going to play, 8 to 10 songs, obviously. And we actually did... This set list is actually from our last show, which was Thursday, mm-hmm. which was the day the world found out Chris Cornell died.
Of course.
So in the morning, we have a group text on Facebook, and we all were like, we need to do a Chris Cornell song immediately. What can we do? What do we know well enough to do literally in 8 hours from right now that mm-hmm. we didn't, practice for a month? And so Outshined is what we did actually on Thursday, and it was kind of our tribute to him. And I mean, we aren't completely not sold on doing it. If you guys want to hear it, we could absolutely do it.
Yes.
I'm up for it.
Well, we can discuss amongst the group. I think our thought process was, we're on a local radio station, and we're here to kind of do our own music, but also, it wouldn't
one
be a bad
cover
idea.
Won't hurt.
This is true.
Especially it's
and
Chris
Cornell.
And
people loved it. People loved it. And we actually have a video coming out of it tomorrow because we have some really good video mm-hmm. from Q's phone on Thursday. So I'm putting up a tribute video of it tomorrow as well on our Facebook page and YouTube and stuff.
I was a fan from the get-go.
Yeah.
I actually have vinyl of them before they became big.
Wow.
And I got to see them the first time in 91.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. And then they played Lollapalooza in 92. With Pearl Jam,
Dylan just said, "Were you
Red
there, Dylan?"
Red Chili Peppers, and Ministry.
So you have all of the Sub Pop stuff.
Most of it, yeah.
Can I just say that I cried again this morning?
Oh, it happens all
I'm
the
not
time.
Lying. It's upset me probably worse than anybody that's passed away.
I wrote a song about him the other day. Yeah. I'm not even, hopefully we can use it.
Be on the next release?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully, if we can figure it out anyway.
All right, that's cool.
Just a little demo.
I mean, we can still go as planned for now, but if you can do that, I would love it.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Yeah, I think we can
do
it. Well, it might not be perfect. We've played it once.
It doesn't have to be perfect.
You know, it went okay on Thursday. Let's see if we can make an improvement upon how it went on Thursday, yeah? We'll be right back.
All right. I think that Chris is looking down right now and smiling.
Really super glad we did it.
Yes, I am too. I am too. No, that was great. That was
Thank
wonderful.
You. Thank you.
Oh, man. He's going to be sadly missed.
Yes.
All righty. Okay, we're going to go into the regular lineup, I guess. Next one looks like Should Have Known.
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J, and we're having a live performance from Elsie Binks. Okay. I didn't see you sneak in, Dylan.
I snuck in. I did sneak in.
I haven't met you personally, but I know who you are.
All right. Well,
Kevin and I have been talking about your dad.
Oh, yeah.
We longtime fans. I go way back with that kind of thing. I actually saw the Rockets open up for Kiss in 78 Olympia Stadium.
Really? At the Olympia? Okay.
Yes.
I might have been there.
How old were you, Dylan?
I would have been like just turning five, right around in there.
You were there.
I was probably there. I know I was at a lot of those shows.
It was a great show.
I bet.
A great band, too, yeah.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of great things between Mitch Ryder and Rockets and Cactus and Solo and God knows what else.
Yeah. And he's still doing it. You know, I think he turned 72 here at the end of, at the beginning of the month here. So yeah, not too far away. And he's still playing that Les Paul, that heavy Les Paul, but he gets up and he does it, man. And yeah, he's still rocking.
Yeah. That's the wonderful thing about music. You know, as long as you still have your mental capacities, you can do it until you drop.
Well, I didn't say that he still has his mental capacities, but he is, he can still play that guitar, though. I know he's not listening right now.
He should be, though.
He might be. Who knows?
He should be.
Is my phone ringing yet? No, he's doing good. He's actually been in real good spirits, and it's a joy for me to get to play with him when I'm available to, you know, do the shows with his band and that. And I enjoy it. I used to battle with him a long time ago, you know, over certain things. He's very tough to work with at times, but now we just have fun. You know, we do what we do and let the music speak for itself, and it usually does.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, I'm playing with a guy who played with Jimi Hendrix. You know, he calls me his drummer, so it's pretty cool.
And son, you know.
And his son. Yeah.
That's a pretty good resume.
Yeah.
I guess you could, you know,
not
say.
Not too bad. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, if Kevin is ready, we want to talk to him for a minute.
Yeah.
If you're ready, sir.
Come on, Kev.
I have the mic.
Okay. You're the one doing the sound for the most part today, and you've done sound for a lot of the stuff we've talked about. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your, you know, studio and et cetera?
Sure. I've been in the business my whole life. I started out in Los Angeles. I moved from here to LA and worked with a bunch of bands and started out, my first big tour was Paul Anka. Nobody will know who that is, but
I do, but
I did a tour with Paul and then I went to Engelbert Humperdinck and then to Megadeth. So it was kind of a,
that's an interesting changeover.
It was kind of a cultural, Megadeth was fine. It was the cultural shock of Paul Anka and Engelbert Humperdinck.
But it paid well, I imagine.
It paid more money than, yes, the crooners pay more. So, you know, you fast forward, you know, 40 years later, and here I am back in Detroit where I started from as of 2012. And like Aaron said, I got a job with a corporate wedding band that I didn't want. I filled in for a show for a friend of mine, and the owner, I guess, liked what I did. So he made me an offer I couldn't refuse, and I've been refusing for almost 4 years now. I've tried to refuse the offer, and I can't seem to refuse it. And it's a great bunch of guys. It's great work. It's cool work. It pays well, and it's all good. But that's where I met Aaron.
Our lead singer.
Yes.
Yep. And at the time, I partnered up with Motor City Josh Ford. Motor City Josh.
Yep.
He's been in here before.
Mm-hmm.
So I partnered up with Motor City over at the Sound Shop Studio in Macomb. And we stay very busy over there. But I asked Erin one day. I said, "You ever written any songs?" And she says, "A few." And I said, "Honestly, I'm not exaggerating. I have a $1 million studio, and I know how to use it. You want to just hang out?" And she's like, "Yeah." And within 7 months, we did a record. We recruited a good part of the band.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we started to go play out, we were starting out with playing tracks. And I was like, no, we need background singers and a keyboard player and another guitar player. I can't do the track thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the tracks went away for these guys. Mm-hmm. And like she said, we've been together for a while now. And yes, I'm in here today. We're doing our live show like we would normally do a live show. Everything's mic'd up. We're going through our digital desk. Everybody's on in-ear monitors. Alan was here. He helped us transition our sound to the broadcast sound. And it went really well, I hope. I believe it's going really well. And
yes.
So we'd like to thank you all for inviting us here. This is a really awesome experience.
My pleasure. And thank you.
Yeah, so I can be found at the Sound Shop Studio if you're looking for me, unless it's something that I don't want you to find me about.
No, you can give contact info, you know, if you want.
Sure. Well, then you can find me. My email address is Wesmix, WESMIX, @me.com. And you can find me there at Wesmix. And I have actually a website, wesmix.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also find me on the Sound Shop's website. And that's about my story.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it. All right. Let's do another song.
Sure. All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Elsie Biggs. Hey.
All right. Why don't we talk about a few more of those dates coming up?
Sure. Yeah. So like I mentioned, we have a couple in June, June 23rd, June 24th. And then July, we have four big dates that we want to talk about. The first of which is Phil's birthday. One of our guitar players, I'm pointing to him. I always forget that I'm not on video sometimes. That guy.
Yeah, they can't see that you're gesturing. You know,
like, they can't see me. It's Phil's birthday. It's July 13th. We're playing the Royal Oak Summer Concert Series, downtown Royal Oak, either 7 or 8 p.m. We don't have confirmation on the time exactly yet.
Close
enough. It'll be 7 or 8 p.m. It'll be for an hour. So it's sometime between 7 and 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then following that, we have July 20th, Lincoln Park Days. Which is pretty cool. It's actually in the city, Lincoln Park. Not the band Lincoln Park, unfortunately. It's in the city, Lincoln Park, Lincoln Park Days. And I'm not actually sure what time we're playing on that one. We have three Lincoln Park gigs coming up, so I don't know the exact times. Kevin might know, but I'm not sure. We don't have the contracts in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
So July 20th, Lincoln Park Days, catch us there. The next day, July 21st, we're opening up for Jeff Tate's Operation Mindcrime at the Token Lounge in Westland. And we've gotten to open up for Jeff Tate before, so we're very excited to be a part of his show once again. And then lastly, in July 28th, we'll be back at Lincoln Park again. So again, we are actually opening up, I don't know if you know who they are, 50 Amp Fuse. They're a local rock band.
I've heard of them, but I've never actually got to see them.
They've been around for a long time. They're all awesome dudes. Mm-hmm. I've known them as long as I've been in the industry, which is not super long, maybe like 10 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're all super cool dudes. We're opening for them at Lincoln Park. Again, there are so many Lincoln Park dates, I don't have it straight. But the website, epxnation.com, that right. has it straight what days we're opening for 50 Amp Fuse in Lincoln Park, because we play there literally three times this summer. So
huge okay. in Lincoln Park.
Yeah, apparently. We're just huge in Lincoln Park.
You're like their favorite, right?
Apparently.
Ah.
At least Kathleen's favorite. Shout out to Kathleen, who books Lincoln Park as well, because she's the one that booked it for us.
Eric must be here. Okay.
Or Maureen. Maureen, right, Kevin?
Yes.
Thank you.
All
Maureen.
Hey, girl.
I'll get it.
Do they do that in the band shell?
Yes.
The
yes.
band shell?
It's a great band shell.
Yeah. One of them is in the band shell. Again, we have three different shows there, and they're all in different places. So I honestly couldn't even tell you without looking
okay, well,
at the details. So many details.
We'll find out.
I depend on the website to tell people what's going on, because I cannot keep it straight in my head. EBXNation.com.
Your job is to sing really well.
Right. I'm good at that. At least that one thing.
Speaking of, yeah, Jeff Tate. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes. So we got to, when did we open up for him? We opened up for his solo acoustic tour, and it was called The Whole Reich Story. And it was literally him mm-hmm. for 2 hours, just like he would talk for like 10 minutes in between each song about touring and about his life and about his family and about what he does on the road. And it was really cool.
You ever seen him perform with his daughter?
No, but his daughter was the merch girl on that tour.
Well, I don't know if I don't know if it's the same daughter.
Oh, it could be a different daughter.
But the daughter has the same voice.
Oh, okay.
She can sing.
That's amazing. No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah. Probably look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, definitely. He still sounded as amazing as ever.
Yeah.
So that was a really cool experience, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him again.
Yeah. Well, she took after Dad. Trust me.
That's so cool.
Okay. So that was Held Under, the last
yes.
one?
Yes.
All right. Let's do Shine.
Let's do Shine.
Go. And I woke up this morning and I took a deep breath. I said it's time to move on and then left. And
all right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Elsie Binks.
Woo.
All right. Okay, so anything else you want to, like, tell our listeners or any shout-outs, anything?
There's, like, always a shout-out. I'm sure there's a million shout-outs I would miss if I started to give shout-outs. And unfortunately, there's, like, no cell signal in here, so I couldn't even tell you who's listening. I'd love to shout out to people who are listening, but I don't know who's listening.
Well, you know this is going to be a podcast, though.
That's true. So in the meantime, we do have some things that I guess you might only know if you're on Facebook. So this is for people who would be on Facebook.
Okay.
We have a group, like a fan group that we created called EBX Nation on there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people post cool things in there. It's not just us that post stuff in there. And it's a really cool place to get information and maybe photos from a gig. Like if I didn't take any photos at the gig, somebody else might. Like Lish, you're a good example of that. You took a bunch of photos, you put them in there. Dylan sent me photos to put in there.
Mm-hmm.
So EBX Nation on Facebook is a cool fan group. We also have a brand new music video out as of last month for our song Say You Will, which we played a little bit earlier. And I meant to say something about it at the time, but you know, things happen. But we do have a brand new music video out there. It's on our Facebook page, it's on our YouTube. You can search EBX or Elsie mm-hmm. Binks Say You Will and you'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's also a blooper reel out for it that I released a couple weeks later, which is a lot of fun. It's not so much bloopers as it is like cool shots that I couldn't make,
like outtakes.
Yeah, they're outtakes along with cool shots that we couldn't figure out how to get it into the video itself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like another 3-minute long video, but it's a lot of fun. So those are something to check out. Dylan, do you want to say something?
I just got some shout outs that I'll do for us for the whole band.
Absolutely.
So we got a shout out to Mama and Papa Binks.
Yes.
That's Elsie's parents. You want to say their names real quick?
Steve and Joyce Accomando.
Accomando.
They're one of the sole reasons we're still in operation, I think. Along with being my parents, they help us a lot.
Tremendously. Huge shout out.
Yes.
Shout out to Kathy Frost.
Yes.
Gonna do it.
Kevin's girl.
And a shout out to my wife, Jess, my kids, Peyton, Pierce, and Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Attilio and Leticia. Those are Phil's parents.
Hey.
We're going with Karen and Mr. Mike Neville, Johnny's parents, and his dad, awesome guy, they mm-hmm. custom built a guitar for us.
Yes.
That we gave away at our...
We raffled it off at our CD release party, and it was a huge hit. People were putting in tons and tons
of
raffle
great.
Tickets.
And one of my high school buddies, a guy I've been friends with over 25 years, came to the show, bought like 3 raffle tickets, and won it.
Tell Bob that.
I know.
Oh, no.
There were people spending a lot of money.
Don't tell Bob or Paige that.
But
shout out to Bob and Paige.
Shout out to Bob and Paige. Yep, definitely to Bob. I was going to get to that.
Yeah.
But it's bind to Bob. He's listening. And Cortuzio's, Q's parents, they come out to all our shows,
they
almost
do.
Every one of the shows they support.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, you know.
All of our ladies.
All of our ladies, all their families. Vic, he comes to all our shows, man. That's Julie, our keyboard backup mm-hmm. singer. That's her husband.
Yep.
Great guy. Drummer, another musician, local, been in the scene for years. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm probably forgetting some people, but we have a lot of a lot of great fans and people that support us. And I'm going to give a shout out to Mark Miles.
Yes.
Our boy, he came in and threw
and
down
checks.
The DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, is there anybody? Huh? Jimmy Mulder.
Yes,
shout out
Jimmy.
To Jimmy Mulder. And you know what? And we're on this, and I'm gonna do this to you right now. And my boy, if Mike Aguayo is listening,
I was just about to say that.
We give a shout out to the Pepper. He's one of our biggest fans, and he actually co-wrote one of the songs that is on the album, and that
was
we played
Should've
it.
Known?
It was Should Have Known. Yeah. Yep. He helped co-write that song. And a huge shout out to him. He's our boy, man. We love him. And just shout out to everybody, all the fans, everybody who does come out, man. It's why we do what we do.
The only ones that I realized I would shout out to while you were talking is my sister Tay, who normally sings backup with us. She would have loved to have been here,
but
she's currently traveling. She's probably literally in an airport right now. She would have loved to be here. So Tay Bruno, she's my sister.
Tay and her family.
And her family. Her. And also my boyfriend, Mike Dezess, who produced the Say You Will video.
There
Hello.
You go. Thank
I should
you,
probably
Mike.
Yep.
Yeah. Shout out to Mike. Thank you, Mike.
I'm so good at shout outs. So good at shout outs. So yeah, there's always somebody.
Our awesome photographers. Shout out to Gary.
Gary Palo.
Donnie Davenport.
Terry,
here we go. See, we knew we had
so
a
many.
Few.
Aaron GTV. There's Aaron, so many.
We need to do it in Motor City Josh, even.
And
also,
Motor City
you
Josh.
Know, the Sound Shop Studios. So, all right. Where are we sitting? Do we have time for probably one more?
Maybe.
That's what it looks like. One more.
So we'll just go ahead and go with
holding on. Yes.
Okay.
So
that was the
I want to thank all of you for coming down here and playing for us. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Thank you for
joining
us.
Thank you.
Yes. We'll be right back. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
HFC's associate degree program in automotive technology includes detailed instruction related to the various systems found on today's vehicles. This program is designed to provide students with a thorough knowledge of the technical aspects of the automobile and to develop a certain level of manual skill in servicing, testing, and diagnosing. Classroom and laboratory classes provide students with the experience and understanding they'll need to qualify in numerous fields of employment associated with the automobile industry. For more information on HFC's Associate Degree Program in Automotive Technology, contact Instructor Gary Hines at 313-845-6350. That's Instructor Gary Hines at 313-845-6350.
Think you have what it takes? We do. Henry Ford College. Visit us online at hfcc.edu.
Green jobs are here to stay. Why not go green with a degree in alternative?